Hi, this is Anna, and this is Check It at the Round Table, where we discuss movies, books, music, and stuff. Today we're discussing To My Star Episode 5, peeps. This episode was, it's one of my favorites, I think, except for the end. I mean, you know, I don't mean it weird. And ends are important. Anna has this thing about ends. But anyway, this episode is about Monday days, because during Mondays, Jiwoo does not have to go to the restaurant, and he and Kang Si-joon were going to make gimbap together. So what happens is Kim Si-joon comes into Jiwoo's room to see if he can make gimbap. He reminds me really of a reincarnated dog, and actually there's a joke about this later on in the series, but he really does have very dog-like qualities. The other thing that I think was kind of a neat touch to this whole episode that some people might overlook is if you look at the mat that is in front of Jiwoo's door, it shows basically outer space and the moon. The reason I think this is interesting is because there is a scene in the previous episode where Kang Si-joon said that he wanted to go explore the universe before his time on Earth was done. And the thing I think is interesting is, granted we might never ever be able to explore the universe like we hope we will, but also meeting a new person, having a relationship, is kind of like discovering a new universe. And I think that was kind of a neat little touch that as he enters Jiwoo's room to check on him and say, can we make gimbap? He is greeted by this mat that has the moon on it. He also sees this picture, and you're not really able to tell what's in the picture, even in the last episode. But I think it is probably the person who Jiwoo was with, who it didn't work out with for whatever reason. We don't know, but there's a picture of these two people in this frame that is beside Jiwoo's bed. And Kang Si-joon comes in, kind of looks at the picture, and then he starts putting clothes over Jiwoo as he's sleeping to see what outfit will look best for the GoPro video we're going to do on gimbap. It is absolutely hilarious. And then Jiwoo wakes up and he's like, what is going on with all these clothes on my bed, and why are you in here? So he gets dressed. Kang Si-joon has him alter his shirt a little bit to make him look a little less pent up. And then they make gimbap together. And after making gimbap, Kang Si-joon says, can I have my manager and the head of the company that manages me come over and we'll have a picnic? And they go out and have a picnic in the late afternoon / evening, and they drink some alcohol, have the gimbap, and basically talk and visit for a while. At the end of this, the manager gets really, really sick because he had way too much alcohol, ends up throwing up in the corner, and then the head of the company goes to help the manager so that he's not by himself as he's throwing up. I don't know why, but in Korean culture, it's very popular to go out and drink with friends. And this does show up a lot in the K-dramas. I also think it's probably prevalent in Japan from what I've heard as well, although I'm not really up on J-drama because I don't really watch that much of J-drama. But at the end of this episode, Jiwoo and Kang Si-joon are sitting there together at the table because they're the only ones that didn't drink way too much alcohol. And they're basically talking. And Jiwoo is upset because Kang Si-joon says, isn't my manager cute and kind of funny? And Jiwoo doesn't like this. And Kang Si-joon says, why, what's going on? Why, what's upset? What has it bothered you between me and my manager? And he says, well, if you say this to someone, you're flirting with them. And Kang Si-joon looks at him and says, well, what if I kissed you? And Jiwoo's like, excuse me, what's going on here? And they have this very awkward moment. And then Kang Si-joon just leans over and kisses him, which this was not the good place or time for this behavior, especially with his manager there and then the head of his company there as well. And Jiwoo's sitting there going, my goodness, what's happening? What the, never mind. I mean, no offense. He's just like, excuse me, what's going on here? And this is where the episode ends. This episode, I did not like the end of because it was so, I don't know, awkward. And again, this is the one thing I really don't like about K-dramas, the RBLs, is they tend to have this awkwardness in the relationships way more than like a Taiwanese drama or a drama from Thailand. I'm not familiar with Chinese BLs. I have tried a couple of them and those just weren't my thing at all. I'm sure other people really do enjoy them, but I was just like, nah, not my thing. But the one thing I did think was good about this series, though it does have this pretty awkward start to things, is by the end of the series, the characters are no longer awkward around each other, and they do have a friendship as well as a relationship, which I think is also what makes this story more believable and more, I don't know what you'd say, relatable than like the other K-dramas, like Mr. Heart or Because of You. That was just a major dive bomb in my opinion. And then we had the Where Your Eyes Linger. And I know that all the productions were working really hard, and I think that it is admirable they were doing that in Korea, where there is such stigmatism attached to the subject. But also, it just seemed really awkward, and yeah, I don't know another nice word for it. But this episode, I would give probably an 8 out of 10, simply because I did not like the end and how it was just totally not really believable at the end of this episode. Now, I'm not saying in real life this couldn't have happened. I'm simply saying it really wasn't believable, in Anna's opinion. And I really did like the rest of this episode with the GoPro video, which was absolutely hilarious. And I love the character of Kang Si-jun as he gets more comfortable and as he just shows his just uproariously hilarious dog-like nature. I mean, really, he does seem like a dog. He just kind of is so happy to be alive and to be making gimbap in this episode. And it is absolutely hilarious to see. And so that is my review of To My Star Episode 5. Check it at the round table. Bye!